In Rome, cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church are preparing to seclude themselves inside the Vatican starting Monday to begin the process of electing a new pope. Most have been reluctant to say publicly who they favor as the next leader of the church, but many have noted that one of the great strengths of John Paul II's papacy was his ability to inspire young people. NPR's Emily Harris spoke to some of the JP2 generation in Rome and filed this report.
19-year-old Raimundo D'Aquino is teaching sixth graders catechism in the Santa Chiara Church in a well-to-do Rome neighborhood. Like most young adults, John Paul II is the only pope D'Aquino has known. He hopes the next pope is a repeat.
I'd like to see a pope who continues the road, the way it began from John Paul, and I'd like to be young, maybe from a foreign country like Africa, maybe it would be good. Because, I mean, the message I really liked of John Paul is the fact that everyone is accepted.
But 26-year-old Tobias Raschke of Germany says John Paul II was a disaster, a pope star who stuck to doctrine instead of dealing with reality. Raschke volunteers with We the Church, an organization of faithful dedicated to reforming the Catholic Church.
If the next pope goes on in his old-fashioned world, giving wrong information to the people in need of right information, for example, about HIV/AIDS, people will not see this figure further as somebody who is a leader.
He organizes protests at World Youth Days, gatherings started by John Paul II that have drawn millions of young people to hear him preach at massive outdoor stadiums. Many of the young people who came to the Pope's funeral said the sense of community and spirituality was just like World Youth Days, including Jenny Holscher, an American studying in Rome. She wants no liberalization from a new pope.
You can have a very fulfilled life without having sex. I'm a 32-year-old virgin, and I have had an incredibly fulfilled life. There are lots of people out there who are abstaining.
Many young people say they love John Paul II's outreach and his groundbreaking public gestures, such as visiting a mosque and a synagogue. They're less familiar with church papers. Some Vatican watchers say call into question how far John Paul II would have really been willing to go with interreligious dialogue. But religious policy will affect the cardinal's choice for a new pontiff, perhaps more than personality. In the cafeteria of Rome's Gregorian Pontifical University, Korean student Sung-hae Kyung says she doesn't really care who the next pope is.
There is a great gap between the West and the East, and we think the question of pope is part of the West. We feel so distant from the main, the principal part, from the Vatican.
Our Father.
Among those interviewed who were most reluctant to say what they want from a new church leader were American seminary students who gather every evening to pray in their residence's chapel just up a hill from the Vatican.
Forgive us our trespasses.
The church, several say, is bigger than the pope, and whoever leads, they'll follow. 29-year-old John MacDonald expects the next pontiff will have his own gifts.
The Holy Father, as much as we loved him, is the temporary caretaker of a patrimony that is transcendent.
He does say the new pope should be a guiding spirit, a man who lives what he believes. Young admirers of John Paul II say the best things about him were his dedication to his beliefs, along with the electricity he could send through a crowd. Emily Harris, NPR News, Rome.